On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Nicola Everett.
We'll have the very latest on Brexit in just a bit, but first, Operation Stack is being put in place on the M20 as Storm Gareth continues to cause disruption in Kent this lunchtime. Lucy's got the latest for KMFM.
Well, the strong winds that have been battering the county since yesterday are causing delays to cross-channel ferry services. That's led to a 10-mile queue of lorries on the A2 heading to the port of Dover. In the past hour, police have put Operation Stack in place on the M20. That's the process of queuing lorries on the coastbound carriageway of the M20 between junctions 8 for Maidstone and 9 for Ashford. Elsewhere, two lanes of the QE2 bridge heading from Essex into Kent have been closed because of the strong gusts, which are topping 50 miles per hour. The weather warning's in force until 3 this afternoon, but it could well take some time for the delays on our roads to clear.
KMFM News.
As promised, more on Brexit now, and the Prime Minister says she'll vote against a no deal. MPs will decide later if they want to take the option of leaving the EU without an agreement on March the 29th off the table. Last night, Theresa May saw the proposal she struck with Brussels rejected in the House of Commons. Well, the Labour leader asked her a short time ago about negotiating a deal with tariff-free access to the single market.
Can I say to the Right Honourable Gentleman that the deal that we have negotiated includes access to the European Union on the basis of no tariffs? Might help if he'd actually read it.
There could also be another vote tomorrow asking MPs if they back a delay to the departure date. Theresa May says some tough decisions lie ahead, but Jeremy Corbyn says her ministers aren't up to the job.
She no longer has the ability to lead. This is a rudderless government in the face of a huge national crisis.
Elsewhere, Catherine Bearder is an MEP for the South East. She reckons we should be given another say on the whole thing.
I don't understand why the Leavers are so anti having another referendum. If they're so confident that it's going to be good to be out, then put it to the people and win it again. I don't see that we can take the country in any direction without asking the people, is this really what you want? This is going to affect the UK for the next 40 years.
And we've been asking some of you in Canterbury what you think.
Really, it's just prolonging what most people would call the agony of Brexit.
No one seems to be backing any type of change, and it just seems to be tearing the whole process apart.
Maybe another vote would be helpful, because I feel like more people know now that Brexit isn't actually the way to go.
Well, you can leave your views and keep up to date with the very latest developments via our live blog. Just head to kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Sheerness man who threatened to throw acid in his ex-girlfriend's face has been sent to prison. A court heard Stephen Lee from Neptune Terrace repeatedly breached a restraining order banning him from contacting her. The 29-year-old has been locked up for 18 months. A decision to build 3 new units to treat stroke patients in Kent has been referred to the Secretary of State for an independent review. Council bosses in Medway aren't happy with the idea of basing new facilities at hospitals in Ashford, Dartford and Maidstone. They're concerned it'll put lives of people in the towns at risk because they'd have to travel further for treatment. From today, it's illegal to fly a drone within 5 kilometres of an airport. New rules are being brought in following disruption at Gatwick just before Christmas. The no-fly zone's been extended from just 1,000 metres. Matt Perry uses drones in his aerial photography business in Maidstone. He thinks laws should be even stricter.
If you're buying a drone, maybe as a thought, you need to go on a training course for half a day to learn how to use them and fly with them, so you've got a basic understanding rather than taking it out of the box, going to your back garden and flying it.
And a new Primark store has opened at Bluewater. It'll stay open half an hour later than all the other shops there. You can see a video of what it looks like inside at Kent Online.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and it was a disappointing 1-0 defeat for Gillingham last night. They were beaten by Bristol Rovers at Priestfield. And after the game, boss Steve Lovell said they were a bit unlucky.
Disappointed, really, tonight, because you know we've had a nice little run going, the boys have put everything in, but couldn't get that ball in the net tonight, and I think if we'd have been out there for another hour we wouldn't have. So it's one of them nights.
The Gills are now 17th in the League One table, 3 points off the relegation zone with 9 games left. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.